This is Rod Stutz, and Coach Mike Fox joins us now from the Carolina baseball team. And first of all, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning. I didn't like hearing the recent weather forecast you just gave, but other than that, it's all good. Good to talk to you.
It does not sound good, does it? Oh, man, I'm telling you, since baseball is played outside, I mean, it's something you have to deal with all the time, and it's just part of the game. But, you know, Coach Fox, you guys started out like a house of fire at the beginning of the season, and then you've had some twists and turns since then, some ups and downs, and some losses in ACC play. Then, over the past week, you've had a couple of non-conference wins, and then you get back into the Atlantic Coast Conference this weekend. That places a lot of importance on this weekend series against Louisville.
It really does. That's a good way to describe our season. The month of April wasn't great, you know, up and down. But, you know, we've got really probably 11 or 12, I think, games left in the regular season. They're obviously the most important ones for us. And a big series this weekend against the top five team, one of the best teams in our league. So, great opportunity for us.
You mentioned one of the best teams in your league. This is a great year for baseball in general in the Atlantic Coast Conference with about five teams that have been in the rankings pretty much all year. But what about this Louisville team that is coming in here for the first game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock? How do you match up with the Cardinals?
Well, they're one of the best teams in the country. I mean, they've proven it, and a great addition to our league. Our league's as balanced this year as I've ever seen it. And Louisville, they don't have a weakness. Probably the best pitching in our league. The numbers show that, the best depth on the pitching side of it from any team we faced. We're going to face three legitimate, you know, arms Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They've got maybe the best player in the league, and Corey Ray, exciting player. Can run 13 home runs, got about 25 stolen bases, so they're very well coached. We've got our hands full. You know, we've proven if we play well, we can play with anyone.
Sure,
but we're certainly going to have to play at a high level.
There is no question about that. You guys can beat anybody on any given night, and then you got another game coming up on that game 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Then you got another game coming up on Saturday at 1 against Louisville, and then in the third game of that three-game series on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Who's on the mound for the Tar Heels over the weekend with all three of those games?
Well, Zach Gallen's been our Friday guy, and he'll. He'll once again, you know, start for us tomorrow night. J.B. Bakakis, our sophomore sensation, that's had a great season for us, will throw Saturday. Sunday, we flip-flopped the last couple weekends between Jason Morgan and Hunter Williams, so we'll see how Friday and Saturday goes before we announce the starter on Sunday. But a lot of good things happening in the Bosch. The kids are done with exams on Friday, commencement, Mother's Day, Sunday, so we've got an exciting weekend if the weather cooperates.
It's going to be an absolutely crazy weekend. And, you know, we always like to say that Carolina fans are the best in the world. And I know that on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you have some very special activities planned for the fans at the Bosch. Tell us about what's happening there.
Well, Friday night, we're trying this bobblehead thing that some of the major league teams are doing. So we've got one of Andrew Miller, and that should be pretty exciting.
The first 500 fans get one of those, right?
Exactly. I think Andrew's getting ready to tweet something out today about it. He's been great to continue to support the program. And we've got, you know, some wonderful folks singing the national anthem. We always do. We've got the Dental Society, you know, coming out. And, of course, on Mother's Day, you know, I think we're going to let all our players' moms throw out the first pitch. So that's always a treat watching that happen. So all the moms need to come out and celebrate Mother's Day Sunday at the Bosch.
Not only all of that, but the Andrew Miller bobblehead for the first 500 fans tomorrow night, and also post-game fireworks. Then on Saturday, kids take over the Bosch with special appearances by the Live Ram mascot, Bounce House, Balloon Twister, and other kids' activities. And then on Sunday, half-price ice cream and kids' base run after the game. It's always a lot of fun. Just some of the elements that kind of add to the excitement at the Bosch. But the most exciting part of all that is watching the Tar Heels play. And I know that you've had some disappointments this year, Coach, but I know you love this young Tar Heel baseball team. What's your assessment of Carolina's chances going forward, not only in the ACC, but for the NCAA tournament?
Well, I do like our team, and they're a fun bunch to be around. They really love to play. We've suffered a couple tough weekends, and they're tough to recover from. But, you know, it's all depending on how we play down the stretch. You know, we've got the ability to do some good things, and you know, we're ranked pretty high with our RPI, so we're playing some really good teams. So I mean, we've got it all right here in front of us. If we play well, we get in the NCAA tournament, and we can certainly make some noise if that happens.
Well, you've got a little momentum built up after those last couple of wins, especially the last one, which was actual domination. So hopefully you can stay on the winning track this weekend and get the job done and then move on from there. And it's been fun talking to you, and I look forward to talking to you more during the Tar Heel season.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Have a great day and a great weekend, and let's hope the rains hold off.
Let's hope so.
Certainly don't want any hail. You guys could be swinging at the hail that's coming down.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, have a great day.